910 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living brought to you by The Bruce Company online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Facebook and social media, The Bruce Company. Mentioned their Milton Garden Center right at 2830 Parmenter Street. And the phone lines are open and they're going to be rocking this morning. So we'd love to get you on with Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Lisa, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I dragged you outside today.
We did a little field trip before the show.
You're just out the door. Wasn't that far.
We were nervous for a bit that we'd get locked out, but we held doors properly, which is always fun in this building and its security. But you pointed out the lawn out front.
I said it was going to happen.
And you were right. It's green.
I know. It's amazing, right?
It is amazing. I would have not thought that today was the day that starts.
You get a
green
kind
grass.
Of a warm, you get some moisture, and then you get a kind of a warm day, and then you get rain at night. With the temperature staying steady.
Yeah.
And the next morning you wake up and there are parts in your lawn that are all of a sudden green.
That was so cool. Yeah, that's going to be.
It's like magic.
I can't wait.
Spring magic.
Is it all gardening kind of magic? Take a little seed and it makes this.
I did a Sprouts Club on Saturday with seeds, and I did that old thing where you put like bean seeds in wet paper towel.
Yeah.
So you can see the development. It is magic. Everything that grows comes that little tiny thing.
You look at like some lettuce seeds and stuff. You're like, there's no way there's ever going to be anything coming out of this.
Well, even though if you think, you know, lettuce is this big and the seeds are kind of small.
Yeah.
But you think of an acorn compared to, you know.
What it turns into.
It's mind blowing.
It is really amazing stuff. You've got some questions about what's going on in your yard, in your garden, thinking about what you can start, what you can hold off on. Are we go yet?
I think if you have a good light, I think you can go ahead and plant start everything. If you're light challenged, like if you're on a windowsill or something like that, I would hold off a little bit on tomatoes because they really can't safely go out for another 6 or 8 weeks. And so they can get really leggy really fast, and then there's no point. Yeah. So, but if you have like a sunroom or you have a grow light kind of system, you can go ahead and start everything now.
Pretty much everything's good to go. Speaking of, by the way, the weather, you were mentioning you got like, one of those 1 year ago reminders.
I did. Facebook does that. They'll send you some pictures of something that happened, 7 years ago or whatever. And I had posted some photos on Facebook a year ago of my hellebores in full bloom.
Really?
And right now they're just barely poking up through the wet leaves.
Every year is a unique experience.
I think we had a really beautiful March last year. And then, as I recall, and then April got kind of cold and icky.
I think you're right on.
So I don't think last year was really typical.
This year's a little more typical.
I don't know. What's typical now?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's different every year. It's kind of nuts.
608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question for Lisa Briggs from The Bruce Company, love to get you on the air this morning. And we talk about the grass greening up and looking at yards. You were sharing with me a new product a new kit you guys are going to start carrying at the Bruce Company.
Yeah, so we met this young man at the Garden Expo, actually, and he's from the area, so it's a local product, and it's called Flawn, F-A-L-W-N.
It's not like the caramely yummy dessert.
No, not like flan. Oh. It's flan.
I was going to say, I'd cover my yard with flan.
That would be sticky.
I'd never leave home. But anyway.
But it is a flowering lawn.
Nice.
I know. So lots of people are, really starting to invest in making habitats in their yard that are attractive to different kinds of pollinators. And this is a really good way. So what he does is he mixes different grass seeds in with micro clovers and other little flowering plants. So it's great for pollinators. Mm-hmm. It reduces mowing. It needs less water than a typical lawn does. So it's good. And there are a bunch of other benefits to it. And it's pretty.
Yeah.
Now, I would say that if you like, if you have little kids and they're playing hard on the grass, I think it's probably not for you. I think if you like that sort of really, pristine kind of golf coursey look.
The fairway, yeah.
Yeah, it's not for you either. But if you're a little more laissez-faire about your lawn, or you're trying to convert some spaces, this is a really cool option. And they have kits, so you can buy separate, you know, separate products, or you can buy a kit, and they're based on the size of your lawn, and so you can get enough seed, and everything's all pre-mixed. So it's super cool.
It's awesome. Is that, I know there was like this no-mow movement, you know, especially the past couple of years with what's been going on. Do we still see any of that? Like people trying to like to hold off as long as possible doing their mowing and.
Well, I'm turning my lawn over to Clover. I mean, my lawn is not very big, honestly. Mm. And I did an experiment last year and I had, you know, I don't know, 1,000 people traipsing through my yard for the garden tour. And it looked pretty mushed by the end of the day Saturday, but it popped right back. So I'm going to see what's happening for this year and see if it, you know, how it looks. And then we'll go from there.
I mentioned to you that the photo that he shares on his site looks like my lawn. And I remember a few years ago, I was asking you about some options and mentioned, and you mentioned that clover, and I picked up a bag of clover and I put it out, and it's, I in our backyard, our front yard's, you know, your traditional turf, but our backyard looks really nice.
I like it.
It's a cool little look. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you've got a question for Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company, love to get you on the air. And Cindy joins us this morning. Cindy, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a question regarding hibiscus trees that I kept over winter in my house. They're looking a little crummy, but I'm still going to make it, I know. My question is, I have a three-season porch that faces south and west. Do you think it's warm enough out there that I could move them out so they're not dropping leaves in my house?
I think, Cindy, that it depends on whether or not you heat this three-season porch. Hibiscus are tropical, and if it goes much below 50 degrees for long periods of time, they're going to be even more unhappy and drop more leaves than they're doing in your house.
Okay, how about ferns?
Pardon?
Do those go out?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I have ferns as well. Could I put them up there?
Ferns might be a little more especially like Boston ferns, they might be a little more able to take the chilly temps. But again, it's going to depend on how cold it gets in there. If it gets much below 40, then I would not put things out there, certainly during the day when the weather is nice and it's warm in there. But if it's going to, I'm looking at the forecast. There's still some nights in here that are below 30. So Friday is supposed to be, you know, close to freezing. So it's a little early. I know that we've got nice days coming up. And so certainly put them out there. And if the night temps are going to be like last night, where it's going to be 40 or above, then you could probably leave things out there. But if it's going to get, if it's flirting tonight, 31 and cloudy. So I guess I'd watch the temperature before you make long-term decisions.
I'm just tired of them in my house, but I've been in Florida, and I realized down there, we had a lot of chilly nights down there. They all survived.
Yeah.
That's what made me think I could move them out.
Right, but it Florida's a little bit different because the heat's accumulated in a different way, and it does get chilly down there, but it gets chilly down there for an hour, where here it can be much longer spans of time where it's cold at night.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I err on the side of caution.
Great question, Cindy, and that frees open a line for you as well. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You mentioned, like, you know, the Florida climate is, they may hit cold temperatures, but as you point out, it's a shorter duration, like very short duration when they get to that low. And also things like the ground is warmer and that type of stuff.
Yeah, and there are
too.
Other things, yes.
Yeah, so there's a lot of factors. But hibiscus, the deer love those things, don't they?
No, they don't.
Is that the one that they don't love? There's one of them that I know that they just devour.
They're hostas they love, if you're thinking of things with H's.
Oh, that's it.
So hibiscus are those big, like, blousy, kind of lurid-looking tropical flowers.
Okay.
But there are also some hibiscus that are tolerant in Wisconsin. There's Rose of Sharon, which is kind of a bush.
Okay.
It has the same kind of flower, but it's smaller. And then there are the perennial hibiscus, which die back to the ground every year and then come up and flower in like July or August. And they have big, giant, like, I'm doing a thing, you all can't see it, but like the size of a lunch plate.
It's a good size.
My parents have a couple of those hibiscus, and they do really well in West Virginia, but we have hot, humid summers.
They do well here too. You just have to give them time. Sometimes they don't start popping out from the ground till June-ish.
And we get antsy. We want them now. We want them today.
I know.
June's a long time away.
I know. June is a long time away.
What can we be planting now that, what can we have
outside?
In our indoor, inside that's got some flowers that may be nice?
Well, it's getting close to Easter. So, I mean, lots of flowering plants are coming into the garden center. Some things that will just be good inside, but other things that like will have some campanula and some other things that you can put outside. So Easter's, you know, creeping up. And so we'll start loading up on those kinds of plants.
Really good stuff. Yeah. It's like fun, and it's always fun. You mentioned, you know, it's kind of what's happening at the Bruce Company. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the events. I know you guys have a an Earth Day event coming up later this month, but there's always new stuff coming in. Always great stuff at the Bruce Company. Stop on in. They'd love to see it right at 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. The website, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Or if you have a question for Lisa, I'd love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Lisa and take more of your calls next as Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company continues here on 1310 WIBA. A24 1310 WIBA and Everyday Outdoor Living with the Bruce Company. Don't normally acknowledge commercials, but I've got to mention.
That was just so weird.
That was a great one that really, it caught, I don't know who did that one, but.
Yeah, I know. The voice sounds kind of familiar.
Pretty familiar. That is great. Hanging out, of course, with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. Online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Their telephone number, 608-836-7041. That's 836-7041. So I got a couple of minutes. You want to get on the air with Lisa with your question, 321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Or stop on in. Say hello. We're at the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. Talked about flan a little bit earlier. Are you guys going to start having those kits at the Bruce Company, and you've got the Earth Day event coming up as well on the 23rd.
We do. It sort of started with our furniture department. We have a lot of manufacturers who practice sustainability in material sourcing and manufacturing processes, and so Gloria, our furniture buyer slash manager, invited a bunch of them to come to the store for Earth Day. And so that they can talk to customers and sort of educate them as to things that they're doing in their industry. And so we thought that was really cool. So we sort of went on from there. So actually, I think his name is Anthony, who is the flan guy, is going to be there. So if you have questions about how it works, Anthony will be there to answer your questions. And then we will also have Purple Cow Organics will be there with Violet, the big fiberglass purple cow.
That draws a crowd, doesn't it?
I think I want to do some sort of Instagram photo posting thing. So stay tuned. After I figure it out, I'll let everybody know what's going to happen.
You know what you guys need for the Bruce Company is like a giant red wagon.
We have the tractor in front of the store.
I know, but like, didn't it start with a wagon? Wasn't there like a story about the...
No, I think he started with a tractor.
With a tractor?
He did not start with a wagon.
I thought there was some story about a wagon involved.
I don't think there's
here.
A wagon story. Mr. Bruce may call me later and tell me that there was a wagon. If so, I will share that. But it's our 70th birthday, and what he wanted to go to the Boy Scout Jamboree and needed to earn money. And so he rented, or his dad rented a tractor, and he tilled up people's vegetable gardens for them to raise money to earn money to go to the Jamboree. So... Yes, and then it just went on from there. So
humble beginnings.
Very humble beginnings. There may have been a wagon, but that was not part of the origin story, as I know it. But I'm sure, Mr. Bruce, if you are listening, then you can call me today. You know how to get a hold of me and tell me about the wagon, and I'll share next
week. Know he's listening. You know he's listening. Talking with Lisa Briggs from the Bruce Company. Of course, you can find them right at the Middleton Garden Center, 2830 Parmenter Street, 2830 Parmenter Street, online, brucecompany.com. That's brucecompany.com. Anything this time of year as we're kind of getting things prepared, is a good time to, if you got to, I know there's a lot of rain in the forecast, get out, do some cleanup and that type of stuff in the garden beds.
You could do a little bit of cleaning up if you've got, you know, leaves in your perennial beds and you know, you can carefully start to remove that kind of stuff. A lot of people are leaving an area sort of, you know, because overwintering insects lay. So, I mean, that's a decision that everybody's going to make on their own. But, you know, certainly you can cut back perennials that you didn't get to last year, that you left standing over the winter. Things like hydrangeas and roses, I would wait till they start to bud out before you start thinking about pruning. I think given the weather forecast, it might be a little late to prune your oaks, but as soon as as soon as leaves are sort of fully expanded, you know, you can do your maples and birches then. Okay. Sap's running, so it won't hurt them if you prune them, but it's going to, they're going to bleed, what we call bleeding a lot. So I'd hold off on pruning for right now, other than sort of cleaning up and beds and
doing that type of
thing. Yeah. And if you had something that broke, you know, broken branches or something like that in the storms that we've had late winter, you could clean that stuff up.
Get that taken care of. If you ever have questions, don't forget you can always call the Bruce Company, the Plant Desk, 608-836-7041. That's 836-7041 on Facebook, social media, the Bruce Company, the website, brucecompany.com. The bestest, greatest, coolest thing to do this time of year is get on in to the Middleton Garden Center of the Bruce Company, 2830 Parmenter Street. That's 2830 Parmenter Street. Lisa, it's always great hanging out with you. Enjoy the day.
Good to see you, too.
Great to see you. The guys from Troll Bites, they come your way next here on 1310 WIBA. Okay.